Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Tyre Power, think safety this August. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
Kick and chase by Mullins. Kick and chase again by Mullins. This will be a miracle. Oh, it is a miracle. Oh, my goodness.
Keaton might get a regather. Yes, he's done it. He's Houdini. He's Houdini.
Nice little short and sharp episode of the Symbian this week. Just get straight to it, you know what I mean? So Newcastle, it's been an awful season for the Knights. They've just been putrid on field and off field. It's they're not heading in a good direction either. Kalyn Ponga, who is just the absolute pin-up boy of the NRL, let alone the Knights. He and Kurt Mann have been kicked out of a pub toilet. There's a clip which is doing the rounds. It's been leaked from the social media app Snapchat. I'm just not sure as well, as a side note, Snapchat, it has the greatest intentions for everyone.
No.
Seems like an evil little app, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The kids love it, though. Hazy.
Bet they do.
They don't text kids. They Snapchat each other.
Really? I don't even understand how that works. So it shows the pair being ushered out by a staff member with the caption, "Ponga getting done in the toilet." Star fullback, who had already been ruled out for the season with concussion issues, signed a new contract with the Knights earlier this year. There's a subplot there. He's been ruled out for the rest of the year with concussion problems, and yet he's out, as they would say, on the terps. The club's now investigating the video, which took place over the weekend. The Knights said management has commenced the process to gather all the required facts. Until such time, no further comment will be provided. But here's where it just gets into a bit of a family situation where you just want to go, "Dad, just go away. I know you're my manager, but let me handle this."
Stay out of it, Dad.
Kalyn's father, Andre, defended his son's actions. He said he made an exciting house purchase Saturday and celebrated with a few mates drinking. He was sick in the toilet and his mate went in to help him. So Andre Ponga told that to News Corp. I don't think News Corp bought it and I don't think anyone else is buying it. Just sit this play out, Andre, and let the wrath of the NRL system take its place with your son, Kalyn. It'll blow over eventually.
Yes.
You're just going to make it worse, all right?
Don't think Andre helped the situation there.
Not at all. So there you go. It's all happening at the Knights.
But good, hazy, Symbian.
Good, solid stuff.
Not good for those two, but just another saga for the NRL. Not the first one to happen in front of our very eyes, as you well know, Hazy.
Indeed.
A lot of text coming through. Hazy, we love your work and enthusiasm, mate, especially your budget moving van ads. But can we sin bin the sin bin segment? Replace it with local footy news. You should also start a rumour file segment for more caller engagement. Just an opinion, says Tony. No. Tony, Hazy has been given a little window, a 2 to 3 minute window once a week to speak about the game that he loves. So we are not sin binning the segment. I love it, but I thank you for your feedback. Played against Damien Cupido in juniors. He kicked well over 20 goals against us and his team beat us 240-0.
That's a big
Barge. That's a fair day out. Hazy's asking those players that had an amazing level of talent, but perhaps for whatever reason didn't or weren't able to maximise it. Morning, lads. Adam Saliba, such a talent, but just wanted to play at Gazer. Sean from Sydney, he loved the, you know what, let's just say he liked a good time.
okay. That's a professional way to say it.
From Brett Kane, that Hazy grilling over that advert is funny. Sorry, Hazy, but it's good to keep it spirited. Great work. One name men, Relton Roberts, 2 games, 0 goals, but he could have been anything, says Pop from KI. And also a nomination here for Daniel Menzel. From Damien. Keep those texts coming through, 0427 154 106. We love them.
You had a good run, didn't you? What, you missed 2 or 3 games with injury. How many games do you reckon Chad missed? He was pretty durable as well.
Well, he had a few more injuries than me because he put himself in a few more dangerous spots than what I did,
what
so
you mean,
to speak.
In the change rooms of Footy Park when he's shoulder barging the wall?
Well, the reason the Footy Park change rooms had to be rebuilt is because prior to every game, his pre-game routine was just to run up to the brick wall from about 5 metres away and smash into it repeatedly.
I like
now it. He says to me, "My shoulder's stuffed." I'm like, "Well, you know, you remember when for 10 years, before games, you used to just run and bump the brick wall? I reckon that might have something to do with his shoulder."
Something to do with it. So he was sitting there at AAMI Stadium going, geez, the atmosphere, it's pumping here. No, that's Chad Corns down in the change rooms colliding with the wall. on Daniel Menzel as well, I mean, his body's been amazing the last couple of years. So he's about to lock up his first Ken Farmer medal this weekend. So good to see him get a good run at it.
And a lot of texts coming through for Robbie Gray, including this one from Zach. Is there a chance that Robbie doesn't retire? He's not what he once was, but Ali, if he could go one more and play for 2 to 3 games per month, if Port make finals, I still think we want him in the team. He is a match winner, says Zach. I reckon Zachy's made up his mind, unfortunately. And it's not a bad thing to go out when you've still got a little bit of juice in the tank. But anyway, we'll let Robbie today announce the reasons why he feels it is a good time for him to retire. It's 26, 7 minutes after six.
What an absolute champion he is. So, right, top of 16 degrees across Adelaide today. It's going to be partly cloudy. Of course, we are doing it thanks to Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free on selected Kumho tyres. And those texts, keep them coming through. 0427 154 166. Thanks to Weeks, discover exceptional customer service. Weeks Homes, discover different.